Mommy, Daddy's friend came over today. It's 99.7 DJX.
That is such a,
I know.
Just so, saying it like that.
Yeah, so we were talking to a listener who was kind of going through the ringer of that scenario. Four-year-old saying that. She kind of did a little bit of detective work, found out that Daddy's friend
is a she,
has dark hair.
Mm-hmm.
When she's blonde, and so then tells, you know, her boyfriend who's...
Oh, I got some new doorbell cameras.
So your girlfriend better go in through the window.
And he kind of was like, I'll tell her.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that was kind of telling. We don't really have an update per se on that necessarily, but Michelle... You wanted to make a comment about that, and then
share your own story.
Good morning. Pertaining to the lady that installed the cameras, believing that her husband cheated, I think she should check her neighbor's cameras to see what kind of car is coming over and to get a description of the lady.
Or even just ask the neighbor. That's a great idea.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you see another car coming up and whatever, blah, blah, blah?
Yes, most definitely.
Have you ever, you've never been in this situation, have you?
I did. I was in it years and years ago, and I actually went to Radio Shack and tapped my phone. That's when we had home phones.
Oh, wow.
Waited 2 weeks to listen to it, and then, lo and behold, I was going in my car shopping, and I put it in. It was a cassette, and not only did he cheat on the first side of the tape, I stopped, was freaking out, couldn't drive, called my best friend, went to her house. We sat in her RV outside because we had kids inside and played the other side, and it was two women.
Oh, my gosh.
My gosh.
I know. I was like, okay, I called all his friends. Instead of calling him, I took the, you know, indirect way to humiliate him even more.
Oh, you let his friends know.
Oh, yes, first and foremost, and had them tell him to get his stuff out immediately before I got home.
Oh, my gosh. You went full detective mode.
I did. I don't know why. I think women are just like that naturally.
I've said this to my wife, and I'm like, there is no way I could, I wouldn't, but there's no way I could get away with anything because... She is so dialed in everything. Right, exactly. And you're laughing because you know.
Yes.
So, wow, that is, what a crazy story. Things are good now for you though, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes. That was a couple decades ago.
That was a lifetime ago, yeah.
Yes, but I so wish her the best of luck, the lady that is, you know, in mention.
That's tough.
Yeah.
I think she's gonna find out what she already knows but doesn't want to find out.
Right. Unfortunately, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Michelle. Well, I appreciate you, Michelle. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for speaking with me. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Detective Michelle.
Radio Shack.
Bugged
Michelle. Her own phone.
Wow.
That harkens back to you, like, listening in on three-way.
Yes, I was inadvertently part of a sting operation that I did not set up, but I agreed to.
Mm-hmm.
That was the wildest thing, but yeah, three-way
the other woman
calling,
called you and
did,
was like, hey, I think we've got the same boyfriend.
Yeah, and she goes, hang on a second. And then I was like, what's going on? And the next thing I know, I'm listening to her talk to my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And just sat there and heard it all.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
How else did you catch, you know, cheater?
Technology. Technology will do you in.
That's going to do you in for sure. We got a message from Kelsey. We'll share coming up. Look, every relationship that doesn't work out, you learn something from, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's 99.7 DJX. So when the right person comes along, then you have all those tools in your toolbox that you can use and hopefully have a successful relationship.
Well, sometimes you find out that person is not your person in a really jarring kind of way. Like Kelsey. Guys, I found out I was being cheated on when I was in basic training.
Oh.
And the way I found out was with my friend printing out a picture, sent me a letter. I wondered why my boyfriend wasn't sending me letters, and then I found out he was hooking up with his ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
Literally a picture of him walking out of a restaurant with his ex and he was holding the door for her. He never held the door for me.
Oh, that is. Oh,
that stings.
That hurts.
That's like, you know, trying to get back with the ex. You're like, here, I've learned. I'm doing things now that
while
I haven't done
she
before.
She was serving our country.
Kelsey, that's.
Oh, that is the lowest of the low.
He did you wrong. He did you wrong.
Oh, Michelle from Valley Station's got a story, too.
Yeah.
I hit star 69 after my husband was on the phone.
Uh-huh.
I could tell he was talking to a female, so after he left, I hit star 69. Found out he had another girlfriend. He had told her that we were divorced for 2 years, and I was the reason.
Kelly K was the reason?
No. Michelle from Valley Station. Michelle was the reason.
Kelly K was the reason? Wow, Kelly. There's layers to you that I need to uncover here. After all these years. Wow.
He said Michelle was the reason that they broke up.
Wow,
oh, man.
That's intense.
That's crazy.
All right. Well, those are a couple good stories there.
Yeah.
On 99.7 DJX. But yes, we will try to follow up with our listener, Daddy's friend listener, you know, when we can, when we know more. But yeah.
Hopefully she's doing her due diligence.
That's
and
right.
She's in the researching phase.
Yep.